Bill Owens, what's going on in China with their currency manipulation?
Well, this has been an ongoing issue with the Chinese. What they do is they artificially deflate the value of their currency relative to the U.S. currency and relative to other countries' currency. What that means is their goods are cheaper, which means they can export and make more money against people in the United States, against people in Europe, and it's a manipulation. It would be just like if they gave a subsidy to their manufacturers to reduce the cost of their goods. It's an artificial way in which to create a real discrepancy so that our goods that are made here in the United States are more expensive for you and I to buy, and the goods coming in from China are less expensive. We need to make sure that the Chinese are not manipulating their currency to make it more difficult for American manufacturers and American workers to be employed here in the United States, making products and selling them to the rest of America.
Now, that doesn't sound fair, but what leverage do we have?
Well, you know, people sometimes say, well, you know, we have to be very careful with the Chinese. I can tell you Governor Romney agrees with me. The president basically agrees. His administration has filed a number of complaints against the Chinese. Ultimately, the Chinese need us as much as we need them because we're the primary market to which they ship their goods. If we were not an available market, they would have serious issues in their economy. So this is a place where we need to be doing serious negotiation with the Chinese to make sure that we reach a rational compromise and one that does not injure American workers and American business.
Good luck to you on that. But, you know, I think it may speak to the difference, Bill Owens, between having a democratic society with all that it entails, Republicans, Democrats at each other's throats, and having a unified Politburo, which lays down the law and everybody's got to salute and obey it. So you don't get that kind of policy agreement, disagreement. It just happens because a few guys at the top say it's going to happen.
No doubt about it. I mean, certainly from the point of view of how they implement these kinds of trade practices, it is much easier in their economy. But at the same time, they also, I think, therefore can be more easily persuaded if we take a strong stand. Mm-hmm. They're going to understand that they need to take action. And that's what we want to do. We want to push them to take action.
What about the farm bill? I know you have a lot of farmers in your district. Give us a progress report.
Well, I have a lot of frustrated and I think potentially angry farmers at Mr. Boehner, at Mr. Cantor, for refusing to bring the farm bill to the floor. I find it just absolutely incredible when you pass a bill out of the House Ag Committee on a bipartisan basis. You have a very similar piece of legislation passed on a bipartisan basis by the Senate. Why we can't get this bill to a floor, get it voted on, get it to the Senate so that we have a conference set up and we can actually have a farm bill by September 30th. This is purely and unfortunately a political play.
Well, what's in it so that our listeners understand it that the farmers find so attractive?
Well, there's a number of pieces. Probably in our area, the most important couple of things are, one, the new margin insurance program, which allows farmers to join a program which allows them to keep their margin, if you will, meaning the difference between their income and their expenses. This is an insurance program. We also have a much better crop insurance program. We have substantial cuts to direct payments. We're going to save minimally $23 billion a year out of the farm budget, so it's a significant savings. We have some excellent conservation programs that are in this bill, which many farmers are very supportive of. We have some maple syrup provision. We have some specialty crop, meaning things like apples and grapes and We have some very supportive provisions in there for small farms and for farmers markets so that people who are interested in seeing local food on their plate at night, have the opportunity to expand those programs. So there's an awful lot in there that's very helpful to our region.
Are farmers generally Republicans or Democrats?
Well, I find that many of them are simply hardworking people who are independent and very obviously self-sustaining, and people who view life through that prism. Now, sometimes they'll tell you they're Republicans, but my feeling is that they are really people who are focused on really this self-sustaining, very hard life's work that they've entered, and it's so important to all of us, no matter where we live, whether we live in rural communities or we live in urban or suburban settings.
I know that the single thing we're hearing most about now are jobs. And I think everybody's listening now wants to know what it is that this president and his Democratic colleagues think they can do to bring some more jobs around.
Well, I think probably the most important area that we can focus on in reality is, or areas we can focus on are two. Number one, there's 3.2 million unfilled jobs in the United States. We need to get on that. In the current New York 23rd, there are over 3,000 unfilled jobs. If you fill those 3.2 million jobs, you'd take the unemployment rate down about a point and a half to 2 points. So to me, that's the number one area we need to be focused on. Number two, we also need to make sure that we're going forward with the president's program to double exports. That's very important. We can do that through the farm or ag community. You know, the United States is one of the best places and most efficient places to grow food. We need to make sure that we're taking advantage of that, as other areas of the world have difficulty in that particular arena. We need to make sure that we're keeping the Chinese in check so that we bring manufacturing jobs back to the United States. We need to be focused on increasing rural access to broadband. The more we do that, the more jobs we can create in the global economy.
It's always wonderful to talk to Bill Owens, Democrat in New York's new 21st District, old 23rd District. Bill, I can't imagine how busy you are right now with your election coming up and all of it, and I thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks very much, Alan.